This is JIS News. Coming up, tourism workers' pension scheme to come on stream by 2017. State-of-the-art transportation center opened in Linstead, St. Catherine. And universities urged to partner with manufacturing companies. The news in detail after this message.
Ganja can be legally grown in Jamaica, but to do this, you must have a license, and it must only be grown for scientific research and religious purposes as a sacrament in adherence to the Rastafarian faith. Each household may grow up to 5 ganja plants for personal use. Remember, smoking in public is illegal. To get more information, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Now the news. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says the contributory pension scheme for the island's hotel workers will become operational by January 2017. He says a special committee has been established in the ministry to work out details of the scheme to facilitate easier movement of workers moving across companies without losing their benefits. Dr. McNeill says the start date for the pension plan has already been approved by Cabinet.
And we're doing this to ensure that at the end of the day, all persons who work in our tourism sector can, at the end of the days of their working, can retire with dignity and retire knowing that they will be well taken care of in the years coming.
The tourism minister was speaking at the Hyatt Eminence Awards function in St. James recently. He says the idea behind the pension scheme is for every hospitality worker to have financial security. Meanwhile, Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says government is committed to ensuring that all tourism workers are provided with affordable housing solutions. This with support from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and the National Housing Trust, NHT.
Is we also believe that the tourism sector offers a tremendous opportunity for us to ensure that in developing a structured society that we must have housing for tourism workers.
Minister McNeill says housing areas for workers will be selected from the various tourism centres across the island. He adds that the Tourism Ministry is committed to social and economic development of all Jamaicans. A $38.2 million state-of-the-art transportation centre has been opened in Linstead, St. Catherine. The facility will accommodate the 292 route taxis and 110 rural buses plying routes between Linstead and several communities across St. Catherine, as well as those into Kingston and Spanish Town. Minister of Transport and Works, Dr. Omar Davis, says an efficient transport system is vital to the growth and development of Jamaica.
Put simply, we are facilitating the free movement of people, goods and services across Jamaica. This ministry has been deliberate and decisive in our attempt to make the public transportation system more disciplined and effective. Our people, but especially our children, deserve nothing less. They must be transported in dignity and safety.
Dr. Davis says the government will be streamlining the transportation sector to make it on par with the best in the world, thereby improving the standard of living. He was speaking at the official opening of the transport center in Linstead on Wednesday. The facility will be managed by the St. Catherine Parish Council and will complement the Linstead taxi stand, which was also refurbished at a cost of $10 million. And the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce is urging Jamaica's universities to establish strategic partnerships with manufacturing and industrial companies to provide them with research and development services. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Stephen Wedderburn, says the universities can provide the research and development expertise required to help many local manufacturing and industrial companies diversify their product offerings. With a diverse range of products, the companies are better poised to tap into the international marketplace and grow their businesses.
The university must continue to demonstrate its own relevance to its stakeholders and to the broader society that supports it. Research and innovation must be directed towards discovery and implementation of solutions to improve the way we do things. The integration of industry and academia through strategic research and innovation partnerships is vital not only to the university, but also to the future of our nation.
Mr. Wedderburn was speaking on behalf of Industry Minister Anthony Hilton at the launch of the University of the West Indies Research Days 2016 on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.